sheepshooters. It was a pastoral scene. Warm spring rain had painted the high desert with soft hues, and a large band of sheep was wandering over the landscape, nibbling on shoots of fresh grass. The herder tended his campfire and poured another cup of coffee. One of his dogs perked its ears and barked. The herder turned and skylined on the low rolling hill. He saw 11 riders moving in his direction. Their faces were blackened to hide their identities, and they were armed with rifles, pistols, and clubs.
"Grab a handful of sky!"
The herder quickly complied. He was led to a scrub juniper. His hands were tied to the tree, and a gunny sack was slipped over his head. It was just as well he did not have to witness what transpired next, although the sounds were unmistakable. Gunshots popping rhythmically, sheep bleeding, dogs barking. For the 11 strangers, it was like a party in a shooting gallery. The sheep scattered, and the men continued firing rifles until the sheep were out of range. Then they rode after them, running down small bunches and firing pistols, or leaning low in the saddle and swinging clubs at individual animals. And then it grew quiet again. Very quiet. The herder worked himself free and pulled the bag off his head. A grisly sight lay before him. Dead and dying sheep everywhere. What happened that day in 1903 near eastern Oregon's Benjamin Lake was the worst sheep slaughter in the history of the high desert. A total of 2,400 sheep were killed. And for years after, the bleached bones lay as mute testimony to the war waged between cattlemen and sheepmen for supremacy on the desert grasslands.